Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Here we go, episode 2 of season 3 of the Blackhawk Crazy Podcast here on WGNradio.com. We are broadcasting live, per usual, from Studio A on the 7th floor of the beautiful Tribune Tower on the Magnificent Mile here in the greatest city in the world. I'm Mike Jacobson. He's Scott King. We're employed here by WGN Radio. It's fun.
Still.
Yes, it's amazing. I'm still here. It'll be 3 years next month.
And congratulations, Mike and Brittany join us as well. 50th episode of Blackhawk's Crazy.
No, is it really?
5-0.
I actually didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the balloons to come in. I didn't hear anything from management.
They're on the way.
Yeah, the cake has
you took care of that too?
Yeah,
oh, wow.
And that voice, of course, the new addition to the podcast, Brittany Toulis. Thank you for joining us once again. And man, did we have ourselves a weekend here in Chicago when it came to news and headlines surrounding your Chicago Blackhawks. It just was rapid fire on Friday. We end up getting the draft on Friday night, continued into Saturday. You were there covering it. You've got a bunch of great blogs on WGNRadio.com, the Chelsea Blogger blogs, which I highly recommend. It's really easy. You just go to WGNRadio.com/sports. It's all there. And we're definitely going to get into everything, the trades, who we actually drafted here in town. And I think a lot of people were happy with the defenseman that they went with. Nice young fellow who looks like he's about 12, but he's a little bit older than that, so, and he's pretty good on his skates. Confident young man he is, so we'll get into that. But first, we have a very special guest on this 50th episode of the Blackhawks Crazy Podcast.
Big deal.
Very nice of him to take time out of his busy schedule and talk with us. He's a fan favorite, many years here in Chicago, finished up in Carolina, has had some adversity both on and off the ice, but he's one of our guys, as we like to call him. Brian Bickell, number 29, joining us here. How are you doing, Bix?
It's nice to come back on.
Brian has two events in Chicago soon. We definitely want to plug a fetching affair Friday, July 21st at Moonlight Studios in Chicago at 7 p.m., benefiting abused children and dogs. And he'll be introducing a new MS Dog service program. And also, Pause for a Cause 5K run on Sunday, July 23rd. 9 a.m. start, benefiting dogs. And info for both those events can be found at BickleFoundation.com. That's through the Brian and Amanda Bickle Foundation. Brian, just want to get your thoughts. I know you will look first. Congrats on a great career and a great moment for you and your wife Amanda at the NHL Awards.
Yeah, it was. It was a finish that you couldn't write it up better. It was. My season and my career ended short. Things are thrown at you for a reason, and we adjusted. And it is what it is. Now it's time to spend some time with the family and see them grow and be a dad.
A lot of people watch the NHL Awards every year, it seems like. And this year, it seemed like even more people watch with the expansion draft. What did it mean to you to be honored by the league? In Chicago and media across the league have always talked about you and how you handled what you went through and the type of guy you are. But to be honored by the league in front of so many people, what did that mean to you and Amanda?
Nervous. I definitely had to be nervous going up there. But, it was definitely special to see the, from Lemieux and Messier, Gretzky, and like the whole NHL staff was there, and to see them, stand up and give me a standing O, it was definitely special. But to be there that night and just tell my story of what I've been through and how I overcome something, tough in my life. And, it was a good night. I kept it kind of together on stage, but I know there was a lot of tears in the stands, and, yeah, I was definitely nervous. I'm used to answering questions, not telling, stories. So I'm used to reporters, cameras in my face and only talking to, a handful of people.
Yeah, sounds like a little more nerve-wracking than when you capped off your career with that shootout goal.
I was still pretty nervous. That was my only second penalty shot in my career, and it's nice to see, that one go in so I can actually have a percentage and say it was 50% in my NHL career. So it was fun.
With the trades here, I'm sure you saw in Chicago getting Brandon Saad back, but sending Artemi Panarin to Columbus and trading away Nicklas Hjalmarsson. I mean, Brian, have you seen or do you think anything's been as big or any trades been as big since 2010 with the team like that?
Yeah, I was quite shocked. I was up north and didn't get much reception. Then all this stuff came through when I came back. And yeah, I was definitely shocked with the Panarin and Saad and seeing Jalmerson go. I know they're obviously getting ready for something because now that gives them some space and, getting Saad back, he was a good player for us when he was here. Obviously Panarin's, one of those stars where, he plays really good with Kane. So, and then Jalmerson was, a shutdown D for, the one, if not the best guy in the league. But I don't know what they're doing. I haven't asked. I haven't really talked much into it, but they're getting ready for something, I have a feeling.
Obviously, you finished your career in Carolina, being a part of three cup-winning teams here. Very similar situation to what Jalmerson's going through now. How hard is it to leave Chicago with when you achieve that much and you have so many fans and the organization treats you so well? How hard is it to get traded away?
It's tough. Jalmerson, he was in the minors for a year and a bit. And then, working his way up and then, having, friends and family in Chicago and just the memories. I think it's going to be a little tougher for him because he was playing good hockey. He played this hockey consistent all through his career. I was kind of on a downslope of, hopefully getting a fresh start. But, for him, I know he liked the weather. I know he goes on trips down there and his family and it's going to be tough, but, it's part of the business.
Did it ever register to you, Brian, in 2013? I mean, obviously you had such a good run and were so effective, but, there were a lot of guys who played really well, and you came really close to winning a Conn Smythe, I feel, in the voting. Did that ever kind of register to you how effective you were, and what did that mean to you if you did?
From people are always talking about 13-13, how effective it was, and technically, yeah, I was close to winning a Conn Smythe, which would have been definitely cool. But the ultimate goal is to win the Stanley Cup and help your team out in any way. And that was a special year for myself and my family. Signed a new contract after that, and then went on to better things with Chicago. And it was a fun year. I got married. I won a cup, and it was a year to remember.
Former Hawk Brian Bickell joining us here on the Blackhawks Crazy Podcast on WGNRadio.com. We can't let you go before asking that. How you doing health-wise, and what are the next steps for you now that you have officially hung up the skates?
I feel really good. I think, obviously, having MS, it's a life-changing for average, every person. But now, playing hockey, the stress, the travel, the stress on your body was tough. But, for me right now, I feel good. I'm slowing everything down, not worrying about working out and giving my body all that stress where, it's nice to stay in shape still for, help symptoms, but not as bad with the on ice and things like that. And we just need to, monitor what's going on with, the drug that I'm taking. But, for the side effects and how I feel right now, I feel great.
Well, since you have officially hung up the skates and have a lot more free time on your hand, how many pit bulls are you and Amanda talking about adopting? Like 1, 5, like a dog sled team's worth?
we do one dog at a time. I know our new program that we're going to be launching, in July, to service dogs for MS people. And obviously, that's going to take, almost a year to train to, people's needs of stress or stability or emotionally. There's a whole bunch of different things that we can train them to do. We're still rescuing and saving them and getting their needs and then finding homes for them. So, that's something that we've had a passion in with, rescuing one ourselves and seeing the issue in Chicago. And even in where I live right now in Ontario, it's bad, and we just got to make awareness how misunderstood the dog is.
Do you have any fun hobbies that maybe some of the fans don't know about? You like Chinese checkers? Do you do a little backgammon?
I like playing cards with the boys, but
What kind of cards are we talking?
You a hold'em guy, Brian? I take you for a hold'em guy.
I dibble with everything. Euchre, hold'em, I once in a while I go to the casino and play some blackjack, but I'm a cards guy playing, hockey and bus trips and airplane rides. You need some downtime to, get things moving quickly. You play cards, so it's something that I enjoyed. But I'm sure everybody in Chicago knows how much I love fishing, and I'm gonna enjoy that a little bit more now too.
Again, Brian has two events coming up in Chicago: a fetching affair Friday, July 21st, and Pause for a Cause 5K run on Sunday, July 23rd. You can find out more info about those events at BickleFoundation.com. Brian, thanks so much for joining us, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and it's a 5K run, but it's also a walk because there's no way I can do a 5K.
There you go. You can walk or run at that, everybody.
Yeah.
Bring the dog sled.
Yeah.
Thanks again, Bix.
Yeah, thanks.
Brian Bickle taking some time.
Yeah,
he's such a good guy. I mean, he used to be on the station here once a week. He was kind of like the go-to player, and he was on the Cochrane Show.
So he was the old Campbell.
He was the old Brian Campbell, the old soup.
old
soup. Soup. It doesn't sound appetizing. But
I would order it to try it, though. It's probably like a cheese-based soup, the old soup.
It was interesting to see how he talked about how nervous he was talking in front of everybody at the NHL Awards. It's obviously an emotional thing, but the fact that... he like he said, he's just used to answering questions. And a lot of these athletes, when you actually have to get up there, it's pretty intimidating.
It is, and there's a really big stage this year. Because I feel like a lot of people always watch those award shows,
well,
the NHL Awards.
Vegas.
But then the expansion draft, you have a team literally setting up their team for the first time ever in the Vegas Golden Knights. So there's a lot of eyes on him, and I actually thought he wasn't nervous.
He didn't appear.
I always kind of look for that thing because I know how terrifying – that can be, and I try to put myself in that person's shoes, and I thought him and his wife did a good job up there.
They did. And what they do with their foundation, it's absolutely, I'm a huge dog lover, and I think what they do with the pit bulls and the Brian Bickle Foundation is absolutely incredible. So that'll be fun next month in July when he does those a couple events. So I love how he said he couldn't run a 5K. Who is come on.
He would smoke
we know
me.
You.
I'm in running shape right now, and he would smoke me.
Yeah.
He would smoke
me. He's a professional athlete. I think he could do a 5K. So we have some things to talk about here.
Again,
very nice of Brian Bickle to join us, but man, do we got a lot to get through. Let's start off with how things got going on Friday. First, what came down the pipe, Nicklas Hjalmarsson getting traded to the Coyotes, which is a little bit strange of a press release. When I got it, I was like, no, that can't be right. For Murphy and Laurent
Dauphin.
Laurent Dauphin.
I love the finish on the name. Yeah.
So I was a little bit shocked by that because when he figured out the numbers, the numbers kind of added up in terms of salary, but it's clear that they wanted to go younger here in the defensive and on defense.
Yeah, and look, you're going to see how Murphy and Laura play later. I mean, I haven't really paid attention to how those guys have played in the past. They've played a lot with the Coyotes. And time will tell, what their role is going to be and how they're going to look. But you, regardless of the return, you never want to lose Nicklas Hjalmarsson.
Especially when we have Oduya and Campbell that are up for grabs too.
Yeah, and you're going to lose Roosevelt. You're losing experienced guys, and you're almost you're losing a heart and soul guy who will literally do anything to block any shot at any time. And it's priceless.
Always willing to sacrifice his body.
Won three cups here, and it was reported very obviously that he wasn't happy to be leaving, and you can't blame it at all. So time will tell, and as soon as you even tried to start comprehending that move, Stan had more up his sleeves.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, I did not see this coming either, and then all of a sudden you get another press release. Well, you saw the breaking news from the Bob McKenzies and others, and I think Elliot was all over it, actually. He was the first one.
Friedman, right? Is that how you say
from Sportsnet. They were all over it, but then when you officially got the press release and you were like, oh, this
it's
did
real.
Happen.
Oh, no.
Brandon Saad for Artemi Panarin, also Motko's in the deal, and the Blackhawks get back a backup goalie, we assume would be the backup goalie
in Forsberg.
Yeah. We don't know much about him. He doesn't have that much experience at the pro level.
One game this past season.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens there. And I know, Brittany, you've got a few stats on him. I mean,
it's 10 games altogether in the NHL. But then again, he was Bobrovsky's backup.
Is it over two seasons?
Yeah.
Backing up Bobrovsky? Okay.
So he didn't have much opportunity to get in the net. But when he did, he's starting in goal. He's one out of eight.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
And, you get better with experience, especially in net and with age. And everyone
in
the Blackhawks.
He's also a young guy, 24.
Okay. And goalies can be,
they don't get they age like wine. They get better as they get older.
Tim Thomas and guys like that, you know, you get better as you go on. And, you know, the Hawks front office, everybody's doing their due diligence and checking, crossing every T and dotting every I, making sure that he is going to be a good backup. And I would say no matter who you would get, they're not going to do a Scott Darling job in backup, but
no,
they might be okay.
Blackhawks fans were spoiled. Yeah, Blackhawks fans were spoiled for a very, very long time with Scott being back there. But yeah, that one just, you know, I mean, that's star power right there. And Artemi Panarin, you know, they, of course, they had him real cheap.
And did he sign modestly to stay?
He did. He did sign a modest, was a very good word, Brittany, a bridge deal to describe that. A very good term. And it's, Mike was saying, star power. It's star power, first star power in that trade. Mm-hmm. I mean, and Bredman became, through the marketing and through who young fans liked, became a, right there with Kane and Taves. He's basically the Russian Kane.
Well, and Bredman.
It's why they played, and he had an amazing name. I never understood why Panera didn't sign him to a deal. He should have got a nice bridge deal from Panera, too. I will say it every episode still.
Yeah.
But no, it's a guy you hate to lose. He was a fan favorite, and he was a reason that Kane was able to take his game to another level and win the Hart Trophy and have almost a very similar finish to the season last year with close numbers to his Hart Trophy year. But you needed that production on the top line, and it was also reported that Kane and Taves asked for Saad back. So they might have done that because you knew where you needed to improve your team. You still have Anisimov from the first Saad trade when you sent Saad away to Columbus. And he's a big center, and he'll play great with Kane. And that's what Kane really needs, is a responsible center that goes to the net. And he could play with anybody on the other wing. So, and he's proven that year after year. And they can win cups with basically anyone.
Yeah.
Me or Brittany could be at the other wing.
Yeah. I got skates. I'll go put them on.
They improved the balance. They improved the top line. And Saad and Taves had such good chemistry before. And they should get going again.
Curious to see how Panarin fits in on that Blue Jackets team. Should be interesting.
You've never seen Panarin without Kane.
Exactly.
So it'd be interesting to see how he plays without Kane on his side.
So we'll see how much talent he truly has. I mean, he was a fun, exciting player. Mm-hmm. Like you said, he was well-liked, young kid, confident. Well, he grew his confidence. At first, he was a little standoffish, particularly with the media. I'm still convinced that he can speak English. I'm convinced.
Kane kept telling us that the last 2 years. Yeah. Kane kept making jokes about that.
He just doesn't want to deal with us.
Right. And who would?
Yeah, so moving on to the actual NHL draft. You were there. A lot of fun. They did a great job with the Fan Fest. We did a great job covering it here for WGN Radio. There's plenty of it on our website right where you're listening to this right now, WGNRadio.com. We've got photos. We've got videos. We've got blogs from you. We've got interviews. It's really good stuff. So first round comes along, and the Blackhawks do something that I think a lot of fans were happy about. They get themselves a defenseman. And that's, I think, where a lot of people were going. I know we talked about this last episode that we recorded last week prior to the draft. That's the direction you thought they were going, and that's what happened.
Yeah, I thought they were going to get a big guy, but they got a guy who's a little shorter at 5'11", Finnish defenseman named Henri Jokiharju, I believe is how you say his name. I might be saying that first part wrong, but Jokiharju, something like that. I think Kane announced it right when he picked him, actually.
Yeah.
But look, it was the first draft I covered, and I honestly enjoyed it about as much, maybe more, than covering a playoff game, because the thing that always draws you in and makes this fun is the raw emotion you see in the locker room after a game. Seeing these 18-year-old kids get picked by the Blackhawks, you wouldn't believe the ear-to-ear smiles and fighting back tears, and it was a lot of fun to cover. And Henri Jokiharju was one of those guys who ear-to-ear smile. He's just, like, so pumped. I took a picture of him for our thumbnail and the picture on the blogs. I think it's on two of the blogs about the prospects and the picks, and he's so happy. And I think his game and the way he described it and Bowman described it, a puck-carrying defenseman, he'd be a power-play quarterback, really clean passes. I think he's a guy – I don't know if you'll see him this year, but maybe you could see him have a good camp, and maybe see him next year.
I mean, he had
Who
a
knows?
Good last season last year with the WHL.
Yeah.
He's got 48 points in 71 games, finished with a plus-minus 14, so it's promising.
And I think that was his first pro year playing in WHL, too, so if he could adjust that fast to one league.
Yeah.
You know, NHL is a little harder.
Jump.
It's a big jump. Yeah, you're right. But maybe he can push himself again in the next couple seasons here.
The funny, you mentioned Patrick Kane, who introduced him. The fact that Patrick Kane got drafted 10 years ago, basically to the day.
How crazy. And he still looks young, and Taves still looks young. It's insane.
It was
still can't grow beards.
No.
he's done with the mullet. He's old enough where he literally said he's too old to grow a mullet now, is what he said last year.
Yeah, well, you know.
Which I don't believe.
It, They can grow facial hair, just not wet. They're like me. They can grow it, just not well.
Look like you got a dirty face if you try to grow
exactly.
it, Mike.
Exactly. It looks like I haven't showered. But no. It's just my fuzz that's covered in. So I'm not like a Brent Sopel or some of these big bulging hockey players, big manly bun. I'm just a skinny 160-pound, 6-foot radio guy.
Not to us, you aren't.
Oh!
Happy 50th.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet. Speaking of that, Blackhawks Crazy Podcast here on WGNRadio.com. That is Scott King, Brittany Tulis in front of me. I am Mike Jacobson. As I almost lose my voice there.
we need to get sponsored by a lozenge company.
Yeah, no kidding.
Just have lozenges in front of us.
No kidding. So, again, a couple more plugs that you are going to be on the Nick DiGilio show tonight. At what time?
12:30. You just reminded me.
So it would be 12:30 Tuesday.
Fellow Norm MacDonald fan. I'm looking forward to talking to Nick.
Nice. Oh, I'm assuming you're going to be recording at 12:30 because his show is from 2 to 5.
Oh, yeah. That's what they said.
So I think they're going to air it, they told me, between 2 and 2:30.
You are correct.
So there you go.
Yeah, so stay up for that or you just will be catch it on the website. Tomorrow.
You'll be recording at 12:30. It'll be on the air live at 2. And it's cool because Nick is a huge Hawks fan.
Nice.
So you guys will have a lot to talk about, obviously, and I know you always like coming on and plugging the podcast.
Yes. Too. Love the fine shows here at WGN. Looking forward to it.
And again, your blogs, Chelsea Blogger, and you can also find all that stuff on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Blackhawks Crazy. You can also find it on Scott's social media, which is at Scott King Media. I am at Jacobson Radio on Twitter, and again, we put it everywhere. We put it on WGN Radio's Facebook. Yeah. So
you can't not see us. So just when you see us, grab a hold.
It's easy to find.
Get on the fun train.
Make sure you like us and subscribe on iTunes too. So we love when you do that.
And it helps if you subscribe and leave a review. We want to. My goal. Look, now that we have 25,000 followers on Facebook, which is a huge deal, I'm gonna have T-shirts made for the crew here. let's say we have 25,000 followers on Facebook, but now we want to climb the charts to be in the top 200 sports podcasts in the nation, which I think we can do. So please subscribe and leave a review because this don't cost nothing and it takes a minute to do all that. So if you enjoy the show, please do it.
There we go. Thanks again to former Hawk Brian Bickle for joining us today. Again, read about his foundation and what he's got going on next month here in town. It's really good stuff, especially if you're a dog lover. Brittany, thanks again for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Always fun. And, man, who knows what's coming up next year for the Blackhawks. The amount of
Bickle thought there's more to be done. Yeah. I thought it was interesting because who knows.
He did say that, and they're making room. So something's percolating.
Something's cooking.
Yeah, something's going
Stan's
on here. So
in the kitchen.
Stan is one unpredictable chef, so you never know what ingredients he's going to use in that main dish. So
that's good.
But until next time, we will definitely be doing a Blackhawks Crazy Podcast live from the convention. But if anything else breaks before then, the convention's at the end of July. So if something breaks before then, like we talked about with Mr. Chef Stan Bowman, we will definitely be
Chef
all over
Bowman
it.
RD.
And we will definitely cut a new one and get that out to
I'm
you
I'm going to picture a chef hat on him every time I'm at a press conference now.
Can we get him one?
He looked good.
Should buy him one from the show.
Real quick, he had a good suit. Now looking sharp at the draft.
He just takes charge now, man.
He's looking sharp.
He's got the reins for sure.
I got to say, hockey players always dress well, but management, you usually see the baggy, 1980s suits. Not Stan. Stan was looking large and in charge in
like
that
suit. Like a John Varvatos suit or something.
I love that. Till next time, again, for Scott, for Brittany, I am Mike Jacobson. We will talk to you sooner than later.